Chopping onions in the chilly dog morning, listening to daytrotter.com. Give the job to grandma, make her chop the onions. Give the job to grandma, make her chop the onions. Give the job to grandma, make her chop the onions. Listening to daytrotter.com.
I was out for a run one day, and you know, your mind wanders a little bit when you do that, and started thinking about just kind of our placement on the map, where Rock Island, where Davenport sort of exists. I grew up on a farm, and the backside of our farm butts up against Interstate 80, and I always sort of wondered who was driving past us every day. And I think this area sort of gets overlooked just because you can't see anything from the interstate. You wouldn't know anything is here. And, you know, I always sort of just had the idea of what if this could be a place that people could come to, you know, I wanted to stop at.
How did you get people to sort of sign on with this and get people to collaborate with you?
You know, it wasn't too hard, I guess. You know, like when I started this thing 8 years ago, it's not like the idea of sessions was a novel one. I mean, radio stations have done this forever. The idea of the web and a recording studio, and we did everything to analog tape, you know, really sort of marrying what at the time was sort of a mode of recording that was sort of phasing out a little bit. 8 years ago, nobody was buying vinyl records, really. People weren't even making vinyl records, and kind of look at the way it is now. I mean, even then, fewer and fewer people were recording to tape. You know, that's when all the tape manufacturers were going out of business and ceasing production. And so we were kind of doing this weird novelty thing of recording things to tape and then putting it up on the web and doing this weird hybrid of old and new.
But why? Doesn't it not sound as good?
It sounds kind of infinitely better, actually, and it's sort of what audiophiles have always appreciated about tape. So we were offering that to people, and people really jumped at it.
Compared to sites like Spotify and Pandora, how is Daytrotter different?
Everything that's on Daytrotter exists in one place. It exists only on Daytrotter. It doesn't exist anywhere else. You can't find the things that we record anywhere else. We're creating content. And Spotify, Pandora, you can get those recordings anywhere. And what we do is invite people in to kind of have a bit of an artistic experience, to kind of give them the ability to reimagine songs, to try new things, to use different instruments, to, you know, let the songs breathe a little bit.
There's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to the future of accessing and purchasing music online. Does Daytrotter provide a viable answer or solution to that?
More so than anything right now, I think there's just a lot of really great opportunities for artists. Certainly the number of albums that people are selling, it's shrinking, and yet, you know, gosh, you know, if somebody makes something great, you know, I think people are still buying it. There's so many options for bands now, and I think there's so many modes of getting things to people's ears. There's a lot of free methods. There's a lot of methods where people are going to pay for the content. What we sort of provide is an opportunity for people to know about somebody that they may not have known about. Obviously, we get some kind of known quantities to come to our studios these days as well. And when we invite Wilco in, how much help do they need getting people to know who they are? And yet, you know, 95% of everybody that we record is sort of somebody that I've discovered and want to give a shot to. I don't subscribe to sort of that real, you know, the music industry is in just such a sick decline. I think we're seeing a lot of data to support that it's not that way. You know, I mean, when you just look at vinyl record sales alone, people want to own music still. I think we're in a point now where we are seeing more of that. You know, I like to think that there's a pretty healthy music industry yet.
Subtract the silence of myself. I would rather choose a little mind of mystery. Reverse a riddle for my health. I'll unwind strange rhymes overpowering.
You're listening to WUIS. I'm joined by Sean Moeller. He's founder of Daytrotter. That's a website that brings in bands from across the country and hosts live session recordings. So, to switch gears a little bit, you said you started the company in Rock Island, where you're from.
Yep.
And how has Daytrotter expanded since then?
I would say we still do about 85% of every session here in Rock Island. We have two studios here that we use pretty regularly. And then, you know, over the years, we kind of have these little satellite studios that we use for a given period of time. And, you know, then maybe move to a different city and try something there. But we have a studio in London that we use a few days a month. We have a studio in Nashville that we use a few days a month. And then various other spots. Asheville, North Carolina, we use every once in a while. San Francisco, we use. Austin, we use a little bit. We aren't expanding that much. I mean, like I said, we still do almost everything here. And I think there's a pretty big charm to people wanting to do a day charter session here where we're based. You know, I think that's a big deal to a lot of people. But then again, there are times like the London studio obviously affords us that ability to have some great young UK bands in before they would ever think about coming to the US just for cost purposes.
How do you get bands like Wilco and Deer Tick or Gogo Bordello to come to Rock Island?
So much of it is really just kind of what we've built over the years. You know, we've been doing this for 8 years now. You know, the Deer Tick guys are our friends now, and some of the guys in Wilco are just people we know now. A lot of times they're fans first. We're at a point where we've been around for a while, and it has this stature that you can't buy, and it's like we have this existence that I guess is respected, and people know we do good work and they trust us. They're willing to kind of go out of their way.
We're going to play one of your recent sessions, a recording with alt country band Deer Tick. Set that up for us.
That session was one of those things where they were out on a press tour. They were just doing radio shows and things like that, and John and Ian and Zeke and Vanessa were here, and we had a good little evening of it. Then we went out and had a few drinks, and I mean, that's one of those sessions that's kind of what I was talking about before, was this wonderful collaboration. Here they were prior to the release of the record. You know, I couldn't have been happier to have them here. I think this record's one of the best records I've heard all year. I think it's their best record ever, and I wanted to do whatever I could to help them get the records into more people's hands. I think that's essentially a great example of sort of what we do here.
Back in the day when we used to dance, it took a every time that I'd misstep. But now that we're older and our hairs get gray, you never cut me slack for my mistake. It's a pain to see, but I'm still